ignoring a Jonglei State Security Committee resolution ordering him to stay in Juba until the dispute over his dismissal is resolved. Bishop Ruben Akurdit returned to Bor Town Thursday, where he was greeted by hundreds of supporters at the Bor Airport. Many of Akurdit's supporters showed up at the airport dressed in uniforms of red and white, blowing trumpets and singing songs. Some were visibly emotional. A hymn they sang included the lyrics, "God has visited us with peace and our flag is up. God gives us power to defeat evil deeds." When the music ended, Akurdit moved to the front of the crowd and addressed the August 26 court ruling.
What came out from the court was not what we wanted. The court has referred back to the church, saying it is the church to go and resolve our case. We have rejected that. We said it was the church that defragged me, which Justin Buddy. The constitution presented now at the Episcopal Church of South Sudan was signed by Justin Buddy Arama, and he is not working with it now. He is working from his mind. We have rejected the court ruling and met on a field. We have come, and whoever is looking for us will get us here.
In December last year, the Jonglei State Security Committee, headed by Governor Dine Jog-Chagur, ordered Bishop Akurdit, Reverend John Panchul, and Bishop Moses Anur to remain in Juba until their differences are resolved. Major General Joseph Mayana Kon, the Jonglei State Police Commissioner, says the order has not been lifted yet. He says Akurdit returned to Bor Town without the knowledge or consent of the state government.
I'm not informed. I've been just informed now when Akurdit has already arrived. So when we are alert, we are alert. To ask the state for the reason why after consulting the deputy governor.
The standoff between Akurdit and ECS primate body began last year, when Buddy fired Akurdit from his post as Archbishop of Jonglei Internal Province and the Bishop of Diocese Bor after he established three additional dioceses, including Makwach, Anyidi and Kolnyang within the Jonglei Internal Province without consulting other church officials. Akurdit filed a case in Juba's High Court challenging his dismissal. Last week, the court dismissed their case and referred it to a church tribunal for settlement. Akurdit's lawyer, Michael Mayan Makir, says his client will appeal the ruling. He says the Episcopal Church tribunal has been manipulated by Buddy, and therefore he and his client do not believe it will deliver justice.
The primate is a chairperson or is a president of the church tribunal or the tribunal appellate. That means it's a last authority in the tribunal court, in the church. For that purpose, based on the Article 19 in the Constitution of South Sudan, amended 2015, read together with Section 20 in the Civil Procedure Act 2007. For that purpose, I see as a leading counsel in this case with my colleague, Dr. Gary Raimondo and Lake Panchol, we decide to appeal the verdict before the Court of Appeal.
Canon John Agustino Lomori, the provincial secretary of the Episcopal Church in South Sudan, welcomed the court's ruling and said the Episcopal Church is willing to receive Akurdit back as a member if he ends his litigation in a secular court.
This court case has dragged us for some months, and on behalf of the administration, I'm so grateful to hear the verdict pronounced today by the lawyer. The Episcopal Church of South Sudan is one of the bigger churches in South Sudan that has all the structural organs. Disciplining of church workers has its law in place. What had happened to the internal Archbishop of Jonglei Internal Province was a violation of the constitution and disobedience.
Peter Goch Anyang, a member of the Episcopal Church in Jonglei State, says he expected the court to resolve the matter once and for all because church leaders failed to amicably settle their differences. He says since the matter was referred back to the church, the two clerics need to sit down and find a peaceful way to work out their dispute.
The best way to reconcile or to resolve this issue is for the two parties to come together and try to agree amicably. Because if they don't agree amicably, this thing will take the church apart and it will also create disunity among the believers. I feel two parties to sit down and try to see the way forward so that the church can be united again.
Episcopal Church followers in Jonglei State are divided over the matter, with Akurdit supporters calling themselves Independence ECS. Those allied to Moses Anur, who was appointed to replace Akurdit, have been running their own administration. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.